leaders in the EU are considering capping the price of Russian gas, despite threats from Vladimir Putin to fully cut off energy supplies. In a speech yesterday, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen laid out why she believes a cap is necessary.
We all know that our sanctions are deeply grinding into the Russian economy with a heavy negative impact. But Putin is partially buffering through fossil fuel revenues. So here the objective is we must cut Russia's revenues, which Putin uses to finance his atrocious war in Ukraine.
This comes as Europe is facing an energy crisis that's spurred by both inflation and the war in Ukraine. Ali Velshi is an anchor and economics correspondent for MSNBC and joins me now. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Celeste.
So, as I mentioned, Europe is already coping with high energy prices. They also want to punish Russia over the war in Ukraine, though. And we'll talk about the effect on Russia in a moment. But first, what would a cap on Russian energy prices mean for customers in Europe?
Yeah, so this is a tough one, right? Because the clip you just played, Ursula von der Leyen, they're trying to do two different things, punish Russia and bring prices down, because Europe, like everywhere else in the world, is dealing with rampant inflation right now, much higher interest rates. They've just raised their interest rates by 0.75 percentage point today, and these rising fuel and gas prices. In 2021, the average European household spent about 160 euros a month on energy bills. Wow. Goldman Sachs is now projecting that that could increase threefold this year. It's already increased in many cases. And so this is what the problem is. Now, if you look at oil markets, they look at what the future cost of oil is. They're pricing that the price of oil in the future is going to be considerably lower than today's. So the idea is that a price cap might actually make sense because, generally speaking, the prices of oil are headed lower than they are right now. But at the moment, this could cause the reaction from Vladimir Putin, who has said that if you take part in this price cap, we won't sell you any fuel at all.
So the goal is to hamper Russia's ability to finance the war in Ukraine. Would this accomplish that?
I don't know, really. I think probably the thing that it'll accomplish is it'll cap the actual price that people pay for energy in Europe. Russia's taken a big hit from the sanctions, but it continues to make a profit because while fewer countries are buying Russian oil, the price of the oil is so much higher that they've actually made more money on it. However, look, here's what's happened. There are ports that are closed. There are shipping lanes that are closed to Russian tankers. There's all sorts of logistical hurdles, including companies that insure these shipments that would have to abide by this. Russia has replaced some of the oil that it sells to Europe by selling it to Asia. It takes another month to arrive. So Russia's already taken a big hit, and it does need the money. So it's not likely that Russia will cut off any fuel that it is already selling to Europe, despite these threats. I will say this: China and India continue to buy Russian fuel, and as long as they do, Russia can continue to survive.
Ali Velshi is anchor and economics correspondent for MSNBC. Ali, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks, Celeste.